God bless you. Thank you guys so much. I feel like I have a fan club here. This is about as close to being famous as you can be when you come to camp. So you guys are awesome. I got some gadgets here. We'll get to those in just a minute. I've got some fun stuff for us. But I just want to say thank you guys for having me come. And thank you for allowing me to all the freedom to do all the craziness that I come up with. And so some people were already asking me, how many magic tricks are you going to do tonight? What if I say none? We'll have some fun, I promise. But I just love the gadgets and the things. On my person, just about any time, I have a pocket full of gadgets. I have all the electronics, the iPhones, and the fun stuff like that. And I got to have something to keep my hands free for you guys. So, there we go. That's nice right there, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Nice little necklace. No. So that way I can still maneuver. I'm going to show you guys a few things. And I brought some fun stuff, but let me just open this up and see what God wants us to do tonight. Because I do believe I have a word for the group. I don't believe I'm here just to make you laugh or just to amaze you or whatever. Matter of fact, I don't even care if I fool you or not. I don't care if you know how it's done. Matter of fact, when you leave the services, you could probably get on your phone and figure out how everything is done. But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to deliver a message from God and using what's in my hand, using the giftings and the talents that God has given me. And I believe you can do the exact same thing. And I believe when you see something different, it makes you think different. When you see something different, it inspires you to do something different. And no telling what gifts are going to be released because of an impartation from one person speaking to another person hearing. And what I say, one person will hear one thing, another person will hear something totally different. And I believe that's God speaking to you as an individual. Can you say amen? All right, well, we're going to start off tonight in John chapter 7 and verse 38. So they're going to put that up on the screen for us, John chapter 7 and verse 38. And if you would, I would like you all to read this with me. That means when I speak words, you're going to speak the same words at the same time. It's not listen to Daniel say the scripture. All right, are you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Excellent. You guys are awesome. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to minister, Father, the message that you've dropped in my heart. Lord, I just ask you to open up minds and ears and hearts and let seeds be planted and, Lord, affect change in each and every person in this place. In your name we pray, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Excellent. Well, I was literally just in Spain, and I'm not saying that to brag, but literally like 3 days ago, the 15th, I landed from Spain, and then the next day was my 27th anniversary. I've been married 27 years. Now, I kind of find it funny that during the praise and worship, God decides to speak through two different people, and they say, you don't have to be ashamed of looking like a fool. And then they ask me to speak. Am I supposed to be offended? No. Anyway, traveling like that, there's some concerns that you have when you go overseas. And I actually heard a story before I left about a country, and I think it was India, I don't really know, that is having really difficult time because disease is spreading rampantly. It's spreading so fast that they're having a lot of deaths, a lot of illness. I think it was India, I'm not sure. But in the newscast or whatever it was, they said that it's all happening because of contact, either direct or indirect contact. Now, we all know what direct contact is, right? That's like if you're shaking somebody's hand and your hand's dirty, that's a direct contact. Indirect contact is if I go grab a doorknob and then somebody else touches the same doorknob and then whatever you have can be spread. You know, one of the dirtiest things that they've proven is the elevator button. Yeah, all you guys are racing to punch it. I don't know what's on that thing, but they've proven that that's one of the nastiest things on the planet is the elevator button. Anyway, so I got to thinking about this and how diseases spread, contact, indirect, and direct, and all these different things. And I thought, I wonder, what if we could be infectious, but instead of in a negative way, what if we could be infectious in a positive way? What if instead of spreading disease and death and all this doom and gloom, what if we could be that effective in spreading the gospel or just joy, the love of God, or a smile, being helpful, a helping hand, a hug, changing somebody's life? What if we could be that infectious? We've got a whole country that's on the verge of almost being extinct. They're so worried about it because of this spread of disease. But what if we could spread something else just as fast? What if we could make something else move? And so I started to think about all the things that I touch and all the things that we come in contact with every day. And I started to think about my hands and my palms. And God spoke to me through the palms. And palm is P-A-L-M, palm. So that's where we're going, palm, P-A-L-M. And we were studying Esther at our church, and we were studying about the proximity to the king, how close she was to the king, and how it affected change, right? Well, God said the P is for proximity. Now, what's proximity? That's kind of a weird word. So proximity simply means this, the definition. Nearness in place, time, nearness in order, nearness in occurrence, or in relationship. Pretty simple. Something that's close to you, that's proximity. And so in Proverbs 18:24, it says this, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. Who likes to have friends? If you want to keep friends, you got to be friendly. Yeah, that seems like that would be an easy one to get, but God said we needed that. So, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, I looked it up in the Message Bible, and it actually says in there that he wants you to be a friend that's closer than family. Now, I don't know about you, but with my wife and my three children, my kids, if you start to pick on one of my kids, you're going to get my wife's attention really quickly. You know, and you talk about a friend that sticks closer than family, that's pretty close. That's a pretty good friend, right? And so the proximity, nearness, how close are you to somebody else, to a friend? Can you be the friend that's closer to them than a brother? Or can you be the friend that's closer than family? Because God wants to be that friend to you that's that close, closer than family. So in Spain, I got to looking around, and it was such a different feeling than it is here. Because in Spain, every time we would go somewhere, the tour guide would say, this is a high tourist area. You have to be very careful. There are pickpockets all around this area. If you have a purse, keep it in front of you at all times. If you sit down at a table, put your purse between your feet. Don't lay it off to the side, to the left or the right. Men, if you have your wallet, put it in your front pocket. Keep your hand in your pocket on your wallet. If you have your cell phone, don't put it in your back pocket. Keep it in your front pocket with your wallet. And I'm like, good grief, this is a scary place. I don't know if I want to be here. And it was so much different than the atmosphere that is here. Me and Brother Jay was talking about with me, there's something that's here in this place. It's like family, but it's closer than family. It's different. It's this contrast between 2 days ago where I was and being in fear and worried about everything. We're on the subway, the metro, they call it. The train car is full, packed with people. And when I say packed, it would be like if all of you got shoulder to shoulder, face to face, and right up against my back. I mean, it was that tight in the subway. I've got my hand on my wallet. I've got my hand on my phone. My daughter has her purse in front of me. She's facing me. She's squished against me. We're not getting pickpocketed. there's another guy with us, a teacher, and he's with us. And he has his hand on his cell phone, and he's got his hand on his wallet. The train comes to a stop. The whole crowd surges in the train. There happens to be three guys working as a team on the train. They shove the entire crowd. Woo! We all almost fall over. The teacher, to catch himself, reaches out of his pocket and grabs the rail, puts his hand back, and his phone is gone instantly, that quick. And so it was all of a sudden you're afraid. Everywhere you go, you're scared. And there's a spirit of fear that tries to grip you. And I thought, I don't know if I like where I'm at. This is supposed to be a fun trip. And everywhere I go, they tell you, be sure not to put your phone on the table. Don't even lay your phone on the table. Why? Because they'll run by, grab it, and take off. You got to get up from the table before you can chase after them. They're already gone. They know the streets. They know the alleys. They know. Anyway, it was proximity to everything I had. Got closer, and I got scared, and I couldn't keep my hands on everything, and I was worried about my daughter, and then somebody in our group actually gets pickpocketed. All of a sudden, I got to thinking, there's two different worlds here. I'm glad that we have a camp family that I could come to and relax all of a sudden and feel a little bit better. Palm, P, proximity. A, always leads me. What does that mean? The proximity to the King. However close I am to God, always leads me. It always leads every decision that I have. However close I am to Him, it will lead and guide my decisions. That's the palm. That's everything that I touch. It'll always lead me. Well, I can spread something. I can be a little bit infectious depending on the proximity I have to the King. It always leads me. If I'm far away from the King, it still leads my decisions. My decisions may not be right, but I still make decisions based on how far I am from the King. All right, so you just got to stay with me just a little bit. So I looked up the definition for always because I wanted to make sure. It means every time, on every occasion, without exception, forever. I think that's pretty definite, always. Proximity, always, every time, on every occasion, without exception, forever will lead me. In Psalms 10:16, it says that the Lord is King forever and ever. I like that. That's always, because He's King forever and ever. So proximity always leads. Look that one up. Leads says this: to go before, to show the way, to lead as a horse by a rope. So I brought a piece of rope. I need a horse. Oh, come up here. All right, what's your name?
Gavin.
Gavin. Everybody say, hi, Gavin.
Hi, Gavin.
All right, Gavin. Here we go. You're going to be the horse. Oh, I'm going to put you. Now, Gavin. Now, I don't know. Just stay right there, horse. Don't walk backwards. All right. Now, I don't know if you guys know this. Stay right there. You're the horse. All right, if I say giddy up, you got to walk forward. Go ahead. Let's go. Now. As to be, go ahead, keep walking. Don't stop. I didn't say whoa. If I say whoa, then you stop. Gavin, you keep going. Giddy up. All right, so here we go. Now, it says to be led as a horse with a rope. All right, Gavin, whoa. Stay right there, Gavin. All right, so I got to thinking about this. A horse, the way it works, they have a bit in their mouth. It's a piece of metal in their mouth. And if you pull one way, it kind of makes the horse turn its head because it hurts its mouth, right? And so they pull just a little bit, and that makes the horse naturally turn. So if I want Gavin to turn this way, he'll, okay, we got to get this horse thing down. Come over here, Gavin. Walk that way. There you go. All right. No, not around his neck. I'm going to kill the horse. Here, put it under your arms. There we go. All right. Now, Gavin, if you feel me tug like this, you got to go that way. All right? Go ahead. Come on, let's go. Giddy up. Go back this way. Yeah, he's not a very good horse, but he's doing good. He's a better kid than he is a horse. But it says to lead as a horse by a rope. Well, you know, horses can't hardly walk backwards. That's pretty good. He's well trained. Okay, you can go sit down, Gavin. You did an awesome job. Now, just a little illustration, because it says that you can be led. like a horse by a rope. That means I don't necessarily have to be in front to lead. I'm leading the horse from behind. There's so many people that have the misconception that I got to be the one up front on the stage. I got to be the one behind the microphone. I got to be the one playing the instrument. I got to be the one preaching the sermon to be the leader. That's not the case. You can lead from behind. You can lead. You can influence decisions by the tugging of the rope, by what's pulling on you. Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. See, in Psalms 143:10. It says this, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprighteousness. Now, I want to read it in the Message Bible. Can you put it up there from the Message Bible? It's the Psalms 143:10. Teach me how to live to please you, because you are my God. Lead me by your blessed spirit into the cleared and level pasture land. I want to read a scripture before that, I think. Can you go back one? I've got it here. Here's what it says. Verse 7 says this. Hurry in your answer, God. I'm nearly at the end of my rope. Don't turn away and don't ignore me. That would be certain death. If you wake me each morning with the sound of your loving voice, I'll go to sleep each night trusting you. Point out the road that I must travel. I'm all ears and eyes before you. Save me from my enemies, God. You're my only hope. Teach me how to live to please you, because you're my God. Lead me in your blessed spirit into the cleared and level pasture land. It says, at the verse, it says, I'm almost at the end of my rope. You see, the farther that I am from the end of the rope, the harder it is for me to receive any direction. When I'm at the end of my rope, I don't get any direction of which way I should turn, which way I should go. Now, if I get in closer proximity to the king, all of a sudden I can start to be led by any which way he wants me to go, right? It's unless they drop the reins. But I can be led any which way that the person leading me wants me to go, by the tugging of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever felt the tugging of the Holy Spirit trying to lead you and guide you? And even when you're at the end of your rope, sometimes he's still trying to save you, pull you back. The end of the last part of the scripture says, lead me into a cleared and level pasture land. Has anybody ever walked through a cow field before? Yeah. Sometimes it's not very clear or level. Yeah, sometimes there's some squishy stuff out there, some of those cow memories that are out there. He wants to lead you through a clear and level pasture land, right? But a lot of times we rush into it. We go step in some stuff. Yeah, we make our own decisions. We try to do it our own way instead of letting God lead us. And all of a sudden, if we're not in close proximity to the king, if we're not close enough feeling the tug and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, we just might step in some stuff. We might make some bad decisions. So the proximity always leads me. Me, of course, says of or involving an obsessive interest in one's own satisfaction. That sounds like a lot of us. It's all about me. Toby Keith had a song. It's all about me. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about my, whatever it is. Right? And I don't want to talk about you. I want to talk about me. Well, if you have, it says, of or involving an obsessive interest in one's own satisfaction. I got to reading in Psalms, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And then that way I'm not focused just on me, but when he renews my spirit, all of a sudden I start to get a little clearer focus. All of a sudden I avoid some of the places that unlevel, some of the places where all the stink is, some of the stuff where all the junk is. I can avoid all that whenever I think I found an example of how to spread the disease, or to spread a little joy, spread a little love of God. I'm going to need, can I get Emily and Grace to come up here? Are they back there? Yeah, these beautiful young ladies, come on up here with me, because I want to show you something. I found this toy. I'm a gadget guy. This is the modern day slinky, right here. Yeah, it goes on your arm like this. Watch, I can roll it down my arm like this, and I can roll it up the other arm. That's pretty cool. Now watch this. This is how easy it is. Watch. Here, come over here. Which one are you? Okay, Grace. All right, turn over here. All right, get ready, Grace. Here it comes. I just want you to put your fingers out. Grab my fingers. Here we go. Now go down just a little bit. Watch, here it comes. Here it goes. Go on. There it goes. Boom. Wait, did you see that big smile come on her face? All right, send it back, send it back, send it back. Oh, yeah, watch. Let's see if it'll work again. Hold your fingers out. Here we go. Watch, let's see if it happens. Oh, wait a minute. You got to get lower. There we go. Here we go. Oh, she's trying to hold back the smile. She tried to hold it back. She couldn't do it. It's so close. But see, that's how easy it is to spread a little joy. Just like we can spread the germs, we could also spread a little happiness. Or, I got an idea. You guys like balloons? Yeah, okay, hold on. I got one in here somewhere. Hold on. I got a balloon in here. I'm going to blow this up. We're going to try this. This is cool. Here we go. Oh, these things are make you dizzy. Anyway, I got another one. Those are tough to blow. Here, you blow up this one. Okay, you blow up this one. All right, here we go. Blow these up, girls. Here we go. All right, now, just tie it when you get it blown up. Now, we're gonna try something with the balloons. Because we know that some people like the touch. Some people like to be in close proximity to each other. They don't mind a handshake. They don't mind a hug. They don't mind all. But some people don't like to be touched. You know, some people are germophobes. So, do you want to help? Come here. This is going to be great. Here, hold on to this balloon. Perfect. Stay right there, Jeremiah. Don't move. Don't move. Okay, we're going to try this. Here, hold it with one hand. Right there. Don't move. Freeze. Stay right there. Just blow those up. Okay, I'm going to put this on my arm. Get ready. Jeremiah, be still. Be still. Here it comes. Are you ready? Watch. Here it comes. Watch. Here we go. Here we go. Watch. Get ready. Here it comes. Oh, yeah. Kind of scary, wasn't it? Did you see the smile come on his face, though? He couldn't help it. Couldn't even help it when it happened. All of a sudden, are you having trouble? Okay, just take that home and work on it. Bring it back tomorrow. I'll twist it into a dog. Okay, go ahead. Go away. Go. Okay. Here, Jeremiah, go sit down. Okay. Look, so I got to thinking about how easy it is to spread that disease. Well, what if we could just spread God's love or God's joy that way? What if we could attract somebody's interest by what we do? What if we could get somebody to look or to maneuver or... Maybe we could lead from behind. Maybe they don't even realize they're being led when we have the right motives, right? When God is speaking, when I'm in close proximity to the King and all of a sudden I start to hear his voice, all of a sudden I can lead from behind. He'll tell me what to do. He'll give me the instruction. All of a sudden, before I know it, I'm affecting somebody else. And they don't even realize that they're doing it. They're doing exactly what I want him to do. But watch, I'm going to just spread it right to him just like this. Here it comes. Right up his arm. Boom, there it happened. Just like that. Here, let me have that. Good job. All right, so my wife is kind of a germaphobe. She's one of them that wants to be on the end of the balloon. She doesn't want to touch everybody's hand. Matter of fact, when we go to the restaurant, she opens up the menu to order food, right? As soon as she puts the menu away or they've taken her order, out comes the germaphobe. I said, what are you doing? I don't know who's touched that menu. Right? So she's got a bottle in her purse. She's got a bottle in her car. She's got a big bottle in the back of her car that she refills the other bottles with. Loves the Germex. Anyway, so this thing is called a flow ring, right? So I found this toy. It's a $10 little toy. And I'm like, those are pretty cool. I'm going to have to get one of those. And so I started looking. I started playing around with it. And I'm going, wow, that is kind of awesome. That's kind of neat. Now, if I just sat here and did this and didn't ever let you play with it, then you'd get a little jealous, or you might get a little mad, or you might get a little perturbed, or you might go, who does he think he is? But if I can spread it, or if I can let somebody else touch it, or if I can trip over a balloon, if I can let somebody else join in the fun, all of a sudden, yeah, there's a bit, watch this transfer, watch, here it goes. Get up my sleeve. There we go, boom, just like that. Here it comes back down. Come on, Mom. Here we go. Awesome. There we go. See, it's just that easy to transfer from who wants it, who wants it. Come on, here we go. Hold the hand out. There it goes. Here it comes. Watch. Boom, just like it. Go ahead, pass it to somebody else. There you go. There you go. There you go. Watch how it transfers so easily. Now, I got to thinking about this. You see, for it to go from one person to the other, one person has to be higher than the other person. One person has to be at a different level than the other person. That's all right. She can have it. That's fine. Where'd we go with it? Is it still going around? Oh, good. All right. Go ahead. Throw it up here. Oh, God. They threw it. Okay. Yeah. So for this to really work well, one person has to be higher than the other person. I got to thinking about that. There's different levels. If I'm closer to God, if I've been in a state of worship, if I'm in a close proximity, a proximity always leads me, then I can help somebody who's not at the same level as I am. Now, I'm not saying they're not as smart as I am, but I'm saying that they may be going through something at the moment, and they might not feel as good as I'm feeling at that moment. So when I'm at another level, it's easy for me to transfer something to somebody else. Right? Hold your hand out. You're at a lower level. Right? Watch. It's easy for me to transfer. It just happens. Right? And so I can pull him up now to a different level, and now he can transfer to somebody else. Go ahead. Pick out somebody that's a little bit lower. Transfer it. Perfect. Look at there. Now, wait a second. Hold on a second. Let's try this, because you're a lot smaller than he is. But look, if we put you up on a higher level and he gets down there, watch. This is awesome. Watch. There's a transfer that happens. Now, what am I saying? This is a visual for you, because what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. It doesn't matter how skilled you are in the scripture. If you are in close proximity to the King, there's always somebody that you can transfer something to. All you got to do is be on another level. That doesn't mean I'm smarter than you. That just means in my moment of worship, when I'm close to God, all of a sudden I might be able to look around and I can find somebody that needs a hand up. I can find somebody that needs a hug, that needs a touch, that needs to experience something that I've got. Now, today I've got a $10 little toy. I'm not worried about the toy, but if I can transfer something that's going to make somebody smile, it's hard to get this guy to smile. I'm going to try it. Come here. He's at a lower level. Let's see if we can get it. Here we go. Watch. It kind of tickles when it goes up your arm. He almost cracked a smile. But look, it doesn't matter what level I'm at spiritually. If I have just gotten close to the King, all of a sudden I have an opportunity to find somebody to transfer something to. What if we could be that infectious? What if we could transfer something from God to somebody else around us? All it takes is getting in close proximity to the King. Why do we spend so much emphasis on worship and on praise in this place? It's because when we do that, we're getting charged up with something. We're getting refilled with something. God is imparting something to you that the next person you run into, you can transfer something to. Are you ready to be what? He's ready. Well, you got to put that thumb in there. That stops everything. There we go. Right down his arm. Beautiful. You see, this is just a little visual example. It's kind of silly little toy. But I found out I can go through my toy box. And all of a sudden, I've got a world of sermons right there in the toy box. I like using the balloons. I like using the magic tricks, because it gives me an easy way to transfer a message. It gives me an easy way to spread the love of Jesus. It gives me something to talk about, something to use, something that's in my hand, and I didn't have to go to Bible college to do it. All of a sudden, if I'm in proximity to you, if in a moment of worship, God can speak to you. and transform your life. Give you the direction to lead, like leading the horse. He tug you to the left. The Holy Spirit tugs you to the right. And all of a sudden you see the next person that you need to touch. Oh, I've had my hands up. I've got filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that I'm not doing the leading. I know that He's doing the leading. And I see the person that needs the touch. Just got to be brave enough to reach out to that person that's on a different level. And all of a sudden, there's a transfer that happens. If you could see the smile on this big toothly face, it's so funny. Watch, I'm going to do it one more time. See, these guys, now they want it. You see their arms stretching out? They want some of what I got. Now, I do have a fun little toy, but what if they might want some of what I got? And some of what I got is not just a toy, but it's something that I got when I was in the presence of the King. Oh, don't despise what happens up front. If you're new here, this is your first time here. If this is your 32nd time here, 36th time here, you still need to get up here in proximity to the King in this moment of worship, because you're going to affect somebody else around you. You say, oh, I've done this. I've been here. I've done that. I've done the stage dives. I've prayed for people. They lay down on the floor. They roll and they cry. I feel sorry for you if you are the one who decides that I've been there and I've done that, because all you're doing is you're getting further away. You're getting to the end of your rope, and you'll be at that one part of the scripture where it says, oh God, I'm scared. I don't know where to go. I'm at the end of my rope. Hey, guess what? When we have praise and worship time, it's because we have got something to transfer. We've got something to show somebody else. We've got something to give away. The flow rings, this little bag, this little thing. I'm reading on the front of it. There's four words on the front of it. Interactive. I looked it up. Interactive says acting one upon another. Acting one upon another. It's interactive. You want to see this place explode with the presence of God? You want to see people literally healed? You want to see miracles happen? Well, that only happens when we are interactive, when we are acting one upon another, when there's a transfer that happens where one touches one and another touches another, and we start to receive something by the Holy Spirit. That's when the miracles start to happen. That's when the things that you've never seen before happen. That's when we get testimonies that we leave this place and we share with somebody else. You won't believe what it's like at camp. Well, it's up to you to transfer that to somebody else and get them here next year. Interactive. Isaiah 28:9 says, whom shall he teach knowledge? Precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Interactive. Interactive. You don't have to have every answer. You don't have to know it all. You don't even have to have the right words to say. You don't have to have the big memorized prayer. There's a transfer of power. Once you're in His presence, you're close to the King, and you just stretch out a hand to somebody that's not quite on the same level. And I'm not, you got to hear my heart. I'm not saying that somebody's more intelligent than another person. I'm not talking levels like your grades. I'm talking about, you see, I can get a transfer from this young, is it Georgia? I can get a transfer from Georgia. She's a lot younger than I am. She doesn't know all the big flowery words that I know. But if she's been in the presence of God and she has something that she wants to say to me or pray for me or lay hands on me, there's a transfer that is undeniable. That's a different level. And I may need it at that moment. I may be the one down on my knees going, God, I need a touch. I need an answer. I don't know what's going on. And there's somebody that's on a different level. And they may be this young. Or they may be the oldest person in the room. You see, it doesn't matter. It's not an age. It's not gender. It's not there. It's what level you're at spiritually. Because you can hear from heaven. You can hear from an almighty God. If you open up your heart and if you will worship a King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, there is something that happens that's interactive. The second word on the bag, real small down here, says tactical. Tactile. pertaining to, endowed with, or affecting the sense of touch. It's tangible, it says. It's tangible. Affecting with the sense of touch. Sometimes we get so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good. That's kind of a phrase that we've heard before, you know, because we start to think better of ourselves, or we start to think, you know, my church and where I'm from, and we don't do it that way, or we do it this way, and they don't do it right, and we start to judge, and we, you know, all of a sudden we can stop the flow. This is a flow ring. We can stop the flow because all of a sudden we're not touchable. There's nothing tangible about us. There's nothing real about us. We're fake. We put on our Jesus face. We put on our Jesus clothes. We come to Jesus camp, and we do our Jesus thing, but they know who you really are, right? But when it's real, when you're real, when you're touchable, when it's a tangible presence of an almighty God, that's undeniable. That's when there's the transfer that will go from any age, from any level, from however long you've been in the ministry, if you've ever been in the ministry, or if you've just been saved tonight. I believe God can speak to you, and you can affect this entire room. You can. It's a tangible thing. It's some tactile. The third word on this thing, it says decorative. This is a very powerful definition right here. Serving to decorate. I know. No. But it also says to furnish or to adorn with something. To plan and execute the design. Oh, I know a heavenly creator. He's designed every one of you. There is a plan in place. And, you know, the word decorate, to put something on, to adorn it. Why does the Bible talk about putting on the garment of praise or the full armor of God? All of these different references about putting something on, because he wants you to be decorated. You are his prized possession. How many people in here are his favorite? I am his favorite. Now, I know you think you're his favorite. See, we ought to be thumb wrestling over this, who the favorite is, because I believe I'm the favorite. You know, and why do I wear this crazy flashy coat? Paul asked me, Brother Paul back there, he said, do you always dress like that? No, I have some weird clothes like y'all are wearing. To decorate, to adorn, put on the whole armor, put on a garment of praise. It says to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. That means everything that I do. We already looked up always. Everything that I do, if I will adorn myself with the doctrine of what God wants me to be saying and leading and guiding, he's leading me. The proximity to the king always leads me. The proximity always leads my decisions. If I get to the end of my rope, I'm not being led very well. I'm not making very good decisions. When I'm not making any decisions, I'm the one that's down in the gutter. I can't transfer anything. But there's always somebody that's on another level. There's always somebody that's ready to receive. There's another word on here. It says fun. Something that provides amusement, especially pertaining to social fun. And then there was a picture of me in there. No. Matthew 19:14, suffer the little children. Forbid them not to come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. You see, Jesus, whenever he was on this planet, he was walking around, and he wanted the kids around him. He didn't want to be in a stuffy old church. He didn't want to be around a bunch of boring people. He wanted to have some fun. Because why? Because when you're having fun, it's easy to transfer something. I can transfer a smile when I'm having fun. It's easy to hug somebody when we're having fun. But I got to be real. Don't need to be fake. If I'm real, if I'm not fake, if I'm touchable, if there's a tangible, if there's something that I've been close enough to and I'm wearing, not this, but if I'm decorated with the presence of a king, right? If he has adorned me with his gospel, in other words, I have studied to show myself approved. I open my Bible every once in a while and I actually get into a place of worship where I can hear his voice. All of a sudden, I've got something to give. I've got something to present, right? Say amen. Amen. So this crosses every generation. Age doesn't matter. You must be at a higher level for it to transfer. Then the proximity to God is the higher level. And I got to thinking about it. Where did I do that rope? I got to thinking about this. Watch this. This is so cool. All right, here we go. Let's see, I need you to hold this. Hold on to this rope for me. Perfect, thank you. All right, so now we're a long distance away. I'm not very touchable, I'm not very tangible, but I'm on another level. I'm on a different level than she is. And guess what? There's still a transfer that can take place. Doesn't matter. Distance doesn't matter. There's still a transfer that can take place. Oh, yeah, that's right. It can happen. All I got to do is be on another level. And all of a sudden, there's a transfer that starts to happen. And you go, wait a minute, it's not moving as fast as I want it to. God never told you it was going to be instant. God never told you that there wasn't going to be any problems. God never told you that it wasn't going to be a period of time or a season that has to take place in your life before something can happen. But there's something on the way. There's a transfer that's happening all the time. There's something that's moving in this place. Now, I can stop the flow when I get out of the proximity of the King. All of a sudden, the transfer's been halted. It's not moving anymore. I don't feel it like I used to. You know, when I was at camp, man, God really moved and He spoke and people were crying and people were touched and people were healed. People were filled with the Holy Spirit and I got home and it just feels like everything stopped. You know what the only difference is? It's time for somebody to get in close proximity to the King. Somebody needs to throw their hands up in worship. Somebody needs to start lifting up their voice to a King of Kings, worshiping Him. Oh my goodness, it's moving again. God is moving again. Who thought it could happen? Oh, yeah, see, we got a piece of rope. We got a fun little toy. But you see, there's a principle of God that's happening in this place. You see, I don't want you to go home and let the thing die. I don't want you to go home and not have something to transfer. And when it starts to weaken and you start to feel like nothing's moving, it's not happening as fast as you want it to happen, maybe, just maybe, you need to find that place of worship. You need to pray to a Heavenly Father. You need to lift your hands. You need to open up your mouth. Maybe if you just worship the King just a little, you'll start to feel a tug. You'll start to feel the leading from behind. You'll start to feel the move of the Holy Spirit that'll show you what you need to do to get the flow started again. Yeah, I've got a little flow ring here. It's interactive, acting one upon another. It's tactile, tangible. Affecting the sense of touch. You got to be real. You got to be there for people. Got to be available. Decorative. Adorned with something. Adorned with something. I don't want your mess. If you walk through the pasture and your shoes are dirty, I don't need to be any part of that. Don't be transferring that to me. Don't even come in my house with that stuff on your shoes. But if you have been in proximity to the King, He says that He can lead you through a clear and open pasture. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there's nothing to step in. There's nothing to hold me up. There's nothing negative for me to, stinky, for me to transfer. And all of a sudden, I start getting into another level. Yeah. Oh, the praise, the worship. Oh, I start to feel the love of God on the inside of my heart starts to swell. I got to find somebody to share this with. Oh, there's an easy transfer that happens. Something happens quick. Now, I want to go back to the very first scripture that we read, and then we're going to try to wrap this up. And could I get the band to come up here again and play that Who You Are, You're a Good, Good Father song? Would you guys do that for me? Because, oh, this is Father's Day. What a better way than to worship our Heavenly Father. As we close out tonight, we're going to take just a moment to get a little charge, to get boosted up. Now, I know you've already been worshiping. I'm not taking away from where you are in worship, but I want you to have something else to give. I want you to have just a little bit more to give, because sometime in this camp, over the next 3 or 4 or 5 days, you're going to run into somebody that's going to need something that you have. It may be a hug. It may be a word. It may be a prayer. It may be a touch at the right minute. It may be a prophetic word, something, God, that speaks to you. We try to make it big and spooky when we say prophetic. It's just something that you hear from God and you utter it out of your mouth. If you hear it from God and you speak it, you're being prophetic. So there's somebody that's going to need what you have. Oh, and it might be the person right next to you. You go, oh, they're my best friend. They know all my secrets. They know everything about me. It's not, can't be them, surely. He needs prayer, we know. So we're all going to pray for him later. No, there'll be a moment where if you have been listening to the Holy Spirit, he wants to lead you and guide you, pulling you to the left, to the light, to the right, finding the person, finding the moment for a transfer to lift somebody higher, to bring somebody out of their funk, to bring somebody out of their mess, to bring somebody out of their loneliness or depression or whatever it is. You will have the opportunity to minister. You don't have to have a flashy coat. You don't have to be up here. Y'all can go ahead and play it. I love the song. Just go for it. Just play it softly. You don't have to sing it yet. I'll start singing and then you can do it. All right, so you're going to love it when I sing. No. But there'll be a moment at some point, an opportunity for a transfer. And it may be somebody that's feeling a little down, a little depressed. Maybe they lost the tournament that they knew they was going to win. Maybe they didn't catch the biggest fish. Maybe they lost their iPhone. Oh, heaven forbid. Maybe they can't get a signal out here in Berkeley Springs. No. Maybe, whatever it is, there's an opportunity for you to be a minister. You don't have to have a special suit. You don't have to have a microphone. All you have to have is a heart for worship. And when will you let the Heavenly Father lead and guide you, we can transform each other's lives. You impart something to me, I can impart something back to you. There's a flow that's never ending that goes back and forth. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how smart you are, or how goofy you are, or how foolish you look. You don't got to be ashamed of it. I heard earlier of how foolish you look. You just got to be brave enough to hear the voice of God and to act in that moment when you're real. And you know what? It doesn't have to be a spooky, quiet, prayer-type moment. It's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to have a good time at camp. You can pull somebody up to another level having a good time. I love it when Brother Clint out there beating on those guardrails and those drums and all those. That looks fun to me. That pulls me up to another level just hearing it. Just hearing the sound of them practicing. And then I can't wait for Thursday night when they all come in here. I love seeing you guys all ministering, doing the things that you have been preparing. I don't say performing. I say you're ministering. Because in that moment, on that night, I get pulled to another level like you wouldn't believe. Because of what you have invested. Because you have had a mind and a heart to worship a king. To worship a heavenly Father who loves you. A good, good Father on Father's Day. Oh, would you all stand up with me and let's sing it. He's a good, good Father. Who you are. Come on, who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. Come on.
It's who I am.
Oh.
It's who I am.
He loves you.
It's who I am.
Somebody ought to say, I'm the favorite. Come on, say, I'm the favorite.
Perfect in all your ways.
He's perfect. And he wants to transform.
Worship the Father. Tell Him how perfect He is. Lord, You are perfect in all of Your ways. I don't know about them, God, but to me, You are perfect. Lord, You are perfect in all of Your ways. Lord, I lift my voice to You. With every part of my being, I worship You, Heavenly Father. Such a good, good Father.
Oh, You're good, good Father. Who You are. Who You are. Who You are. And I'm loved by You.
Oh, it's who I am. Just open up your mouth and tell Him that you love Him. Just speak to Him. Come on, you don't have to sing the words of a song. Just speak from your heart. Oh, God, we love You tonight. Lord, we worship You. We lift You up. Lord, we ask You for a refreshing, a new influence, an infilling of Your power, Father. Let us be able to transfer it to everybody that we touch, everybody that we come in contact with. Let us be real. Let us show who You are, Father God. Oh, yeah.
It's who You are. It's who You are. It's who You are. And I'm loved by You.
Just say it. Say, I'm the favorite.
I'm the favorite.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Now, I promise you we'll do some more magical, fun stuff, crazy stuff later. But tonight, God wants you to know who you are.
Yeah.
And He loves you. And when you tell Him how much you love Him, all of a sudden, you're empowered. You got something. And you've got it inside of you, and God wants to release it out of you. Find that moment. Find that opportunity. Find somebody who needs to be pulled up to another level. Can you say amen?
Amen. 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 That's awesome. Got to get me one of those transfer things. Amen. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Amen. Woo. And He will have lots of other tricks and things to do throughout the week. It's going to be a good week. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Amen. I hope so. Stand with me tonight. I'm excited for every aspect of what the Lord wants to do here this week. And so many different levels, as He was talking about the different levels, on so many different levels. Through ministries, through the sessions, through the workshops, through the praise and worship, through the word, through the interaction with each other, through the services at the altar. And don't hold back and don't wait to the end. Come and get what you came here for and be at the altars and let the Lord just minister to you from beginning to end. Amen?
Amen.
And as He fills you up, then just pour out over on somebody else and minister to them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I want you to know that, remember that tomorrow in the morning is the counselors meeting at 9 o'clock. For all the counselors, be here into the sanctuary area. We are getting ready to go to campfire. So they'll be doing the campfire. If this is your first time, the campfire is down by the pond. But go to your dorms when you're released. The girls will go to their dorms. If you want to change your shoes, if you want to put on your jeans, whatever, grab your flashlight if you brought one. And then the girls will meet right out front of their dorm. The guys will meet out front of their dorm. We'll go down as a group. We're going to go down there. We'll have some campfire. We'll have some snacks. We'll have some cold drinks. Snack shop is open. If you want to go to the snack shop first, we got candy. We got chips. We got sodas. We got Mountain Dew. And lots of Mountain Dew. Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Fruit Punch. Yeah, lots of Mountain Dew. Sorry, counselors.
Thanks.
Apologize to the counselors ahead of time for the Mountain Dew. Yeah. So we have a chance to do that. We'll go down and have some campfire and stuff tonight, and then we'll have some time to come back tonight and get your bunks and get your beds and get settled down and spread out and find your way around. All right? Amen. Is there anything else I need to say tonight? So 8:50 in the morning, the campers will all be out front for prayer and pledges in the morning. And also they will be sending people in to look for the cleanest bunk, cleanest area. Now that's tricky sometimes for the girls, tricky for the boys, I understand too. But if you'll turn your eyes over to this direction right here, we have trophies for the cleanest campers. Do we have any cleanest campers in here from years before? Okay, we have some couple returning cleanest camper champions. We also have a trophy for the most enthusiastic boy and girl. Do we have anybody that has won most enthusiastic trophies before? There you go. Look at that. We have one for most spiritual growth. Has anybody in here won the most spiritual growth? Look in there. There's trophies there before. So cleanest, most spiritual growth, and most enthusiastic. Sometimes we have to bribe enough campers to give away the cleanest trophy, but we'll find somebody. And then also we have trophies for fishing. If you are in the fishing sessions, you'll have a chance to win first, second, or third place trophy for biggest fish caught. Has to be measured. Can't take your word for it. If you're not in the session, they also will have some fishing time after supper in the evening, and you'll get a chance to go fishing or paddle boating in kayaking if you haven't got to do that, all right? So keep those trophies in mind, most enthusiastic, ones that are just involved in everything with a good spirit, and cleanness, well, that sort of explains itself, all right? All right, I think we are good. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for what's been accomplished here tonight. We thank you for the start. We thank you that just for the feeling of coming together, Lord, with friends, with family, and your love. And Lord, we just ask you to be with us in this week. Stir our hearts, Lord. Touch us. Let miracles be the norm, Father, and that you just lead and guide us in every step that we take this week. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.